the message now. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Give your best, baby. Are you ready, Rod? You worried me. You were late for church. Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't have our little talk down there. I forgot. We don't know what's up on this screen then, do we? We always meet together. We didn't. Here we go. Can you help me this morning? I'm a little needing a little encouragement today. Say it with me. A straight A dad. One more time. A straight A dad. Now, guys, I'm going to be talking to dads today. There's always pain when I talk about a dad or a mom many times because you cannot help it. You evoke memories and situations, and some of you are going through horrible situations right now. You're struggling right now with a dad or a father that's not there in your life or in your kid's life, and it's hard. So we're going to talk to dads today, but realize whatever we're saying today, hey, this is for moms too. You can pick up on this today because many of you have had to step up to the plate, but this is good for us today. But how can you be a straight-A dad? How can you be a straight-A dad? This is something I don't want to fail at. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't failed at it. You know? That's not being arrogant. That's reality, that I have a relationship with my children. I love that. I have a relationship with my kids. That's incredible. I love them. They love me. I like the fact that now that they're grown, my two older kids are grown, because they can speak to me like adults. We live next door to each other. They got a little cottage right next to our house. Kim, me, and the kids. And then there's Mitch and Elise right next door. I'm talking from here to halfway up that row is their house. And I walk in there many times. I go in, just walk right in, and I cut the air up. Oh, yeah, while they're sleeping. And they're like, Dad, stay out of here. Stay out of here. This is our house. This is our air. But anyway, but I love the fact that I can do that, still have a relationship with them. I like the fact they can talk honest with me. I like the fact now that I can get advice from them. Advice. A lot of decisions. People ask me, yeah, man, you know, got a lot on you. Well, I got also two kids that can also give me wisdom as well. So it's just been a great thing being a dad. Now I get to do it all over again with the little ones. So I'm excited about it. So this is for me and for you today, a straight-A dad. How can we be a straight-A dad? Because I still need to be a straight-A dad. Let's look at it. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, say it with me. Say this verse with me. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Okay, we're going to see some other scriptures. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife as what? Help me, church, you're sleeping on me. As what? As himself. And the wife see that she reverence or respect her what? Her husband. And you fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Man, being a straight-A dad is so important. We're going to stand before the Lord. God is in us. He wants the very best for our life. God wants this for me. He wants me to be a straight-A dad. Are you hearing me so far this morning? That's what God's will for my life is. Well, how can I be that? How can I be a straight-A dad? You're going to see why I call it A, straight-A dad. Because A is coming at you today. Amen? Come on. And I got to be a few things. I got to be a few things. If I'm going to be a straight-A dad, here we go, D-A-D. Here we go. If I'm going to be a straight-A dad, I've got to be a few things. Say that A with me right there. Say it with me. Can y'all help me? Say it with me. Come on. One more time. One more time. If you want to be a straight-A dad, you got to be approachable. Okay? Can your kids come to you? For me to be a straight-A dad, I must be approachable. Period. They need to be able to come to me. Is there a place they know they can't come if I am, like I got my own little room, I got my own little chair, I got my own little place, stay off my stuff again? Are you their daddy or aren't you? Be approachable. And approachability is a big thing. We talk about that here at Fellowship Church. We need to be that as a church, approachable. Approachable. When people come on this campus, you know, people, man, it's hard for people to come to church.
You know what I'm saying? A lot goes into a decision even to come to a church to begin with. Well, when they get here, we need to be approachable where they can come and not feel threatened. Well, certainly as a father, I need to be that. Are y'all listening? Let's talk about it a little bit. Approachable. And the best person I've ever learned from in my life is Jesus Christ. The best person I've ever learned from in my life is Jesus Christ. The best person this man has ever learned from is Jesus Christ. Period. Flat out, I've learned more from Jesus about being a man, being a dad, being a friend, being a brother, being a preacher, being in anything. I've learned more from him than anybody on the planet. Amen? Period. That's where I've learned this. Thank God it's been modeled also in other people's lives. But they would say the same thing. The people that have modeled this in my life would say, hey, Gary, I got that from Jesus. Amen? So let's look at being approachable. This is talking about Jesus. He said unto them, come and see. And they came and saw where he dwelt and abode with Jesus that day. For it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. People could come to Jesus. Did you hear me? People could come to Jesus. We need to be that as a dad. How about this guy? There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. He was the ruler of the Jews. The same came to who? Who? By night. He thought he could, so he did. Our kids need to think they can come to us because they can. Y'all hearing me or not? Have I lost you by being a little all over the place or not? Be approachable. Jesus was approachable. You're not Jesus. Dad, as big as you think you are, as bad as you might think you are, as important as you think you are important, but you're not God. And we can come to God, but they can't come to you. Are you kidding me here? Yes or no? Say, I'm too busy. I got this. I got that. You're not a straight A dad then. You hearing me today? The tough talk. Next scripture. There comes a woman of Samaria. Remember the woman of Samaria? Came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, give me a drink. Well, you're not even supposed to talk to a woman of Samaria. They said they put people down for even approaching a woman of Samaria. And look, he had this long conversation with this woman. Wasn't he supposed to talk to this woman? They were considered dogs by the Jewish people, the Samaritans were. But Jesus, she wasn't a dog to him. Amen, yes or no? And certainly our kids shouldn't be dogs to us, should they, Dad? Yes or no? Say, no! Our kids need to be able to come to us. Approachable. And being approachable, by the way, is you stepping towards them and things like that. Being there for them. And guess what? This old woman who was never supposed to be talked to, and once we found out about her, she had been married so many times, living in sin, doing all this kind of stuff. And you know what? She was so excited. She said, come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man. The man Jesus, which told me all the things that ever I did is not just the Christ. Isn't that incredible? He was that way. We need to be that way. And then stories in the Bible, you see it all the time. The man named Zacchaeus, he was a chief sinner among the publicans, a very rich tax collector, a crook. And he sought to do what? To see Jesus where he was. And he could not for the press because he was of little stature. But he thought he could see Jesus because Jesus was approachable. Dads, we need to be that. Are you hearing me today, yes or no? Have I bored you to tears so far or not? Because I can't hear good. I don't know if you're with me or not. Okay? Approachable. Dad, be approachable. Look at this one. Here's Jesus. Like I said, where did I learn this from? Jesus. Where did I learn to be approachable from? Jesus. The best teacher, the best friend I've ever had is Jesus. The best teacher. If people could come to Jesus, my goodness, my kids ought to be able to come to me. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? Y'all listening if I lost you? You might think, Clark, you're crazy. Oh, of course our kids can come to us. It's not true. Many times kids can't come to their dad. They don't feel like they can talk to dad. They can go to mama, though, can't they? That's awesome that they can go to mom. How about us? Be approachable. Work on this. Make it a priority in your life. If you want to be a straight-A dad. Because if they can't approach you, you're not going to really be their dad. You don't have anything to do with them if they're not coming to you. What's all that about?
You hearing me today? Here's a woman which was diseased, had an issue of blood 12 years. Unclean. They would have called her unclean and nasty and you can't be here. But she thought that she could come to Jesus. And so she came from behind Him and touched the hem of His garment because she said within herself, if I just touch His garment, I'll be whole. Sometimes, guys, that's exactly what our kids need. Our kids need to come to us and they can be whole. They can come to Dad. They can come to Dad. One of the worst things I think one of the worst curses that would ever be on my life is if Mitch and Elise thought, I can't come to Dad. I can't tell Dad. There's nothing that Mitch and Elise will ever do that they cannot come to me. Did you hear me? It can never be so bad that they can't come to Dad. Say that with me. It'll never be so bad that they can't come to... Did you hear me? Why? I want them approachable. I want to know that I'm approachable. I'm starting this all over again with Danny and Abby. They're young yet, but they're not always going to be young. But they need to know they can come to Dad. Hannah's 18 and a half, will be 19 very soon. I've had very little time with Hannah. But I want to relate to her that she can come to me. She can come to me. Things don't happen. You can't wave a wand and just make it all happen overnight. But that's my goal. That's my desire for my family. Are y'all hearing me today? Approachable. 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 I can say stuff all day long. You need to be spiritual. You need to be this. You need to be that. Look, if they can't come to you, it doesn't matter what you are. Yes or no? Come on. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a what? Sinner. That's prostitute. Did you know Jesus was so approachable that even prostitutes could come to Him? When she knew that Jesus was sitting at meet at the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at His feet behind Him weeping, began to wash His feet with tears, did wipe them with the hairs of her head, kissed His feet, and anointed them with ointment. And when the Pharisee, which had bidden Him to dinner that night, saw it, he said within himself, this man, if he truly were a prophet, a man of God, he would have known who and what kind of woman this was that touches him, for she's a what? My stepdad who murdered my mother, my stepdad who shot and killed my mother, when he would eat, you don't bother him. You don't talk to him, and you don't bother him. Why? Because he's eating. You know what I call that? That's a pig. Did you hear me say? Did you hear what I just said today? Yes or no? Okay, guys, are you listening to me or not? I know this is tough. Approachable. Dad, you ought to drop the fork for you youngins. I don't care what's going on. Amen. Yes or no? Say, I'm fishing. Leave me alone. I'm fishing. Well, one day you'll say that and they will leave you alone and you'll be left alone for the rest of your life. And you're going to stand before God, a holy God, one day with eyes as a flame of fire, Revelation says. A sword proceeds out of His mouth. King of kings and Lord of lords is written on His thigh. And you're going to fall down dead. You're not going to be a dad anymore. You're going to be dead at His feet. This is important. Are y'all hearing me today? Woo, mercy. I went to church on Father's Day and Pastor Clark beat me up. God never called me to be the mother of Fellowship Church. Okay, I am a father. All right, you don't need to call me Father Gary. But I'd rather you call me that than Mother Gary. Amen. Amen. Come on. Come on, Dad. Just step up to the plate. Do the right thing. Are you hearing me today? Do you see how this works, though? I'm not just talking about dads, guys. I'm talking about all of us, though. Don't you think this is good for all of us so far? Yes or no? Say. Come on. And maybe a lot of y'all, you just scored great on this. Awesome if you're doing great. Good. Amen. We're here to help one another, right? Then were there brought unto Him little what? Little what? Wow. That He should put His hands on them. Jesus put His hands on the little children. and prayed for him. But his disciples did what to Jesus? They rebuked him. Can you imagine that? If I'd have been a son of God and had the power of the Son of God, are you kidding me? I'd have zapped the snot out of those disciples. I'm glad I'm not Jesus, aren't you? Amen? But look at him. He was approachable. Guys, dad. And I'm going to go ahead and throw granddad in there. Yeah, but I'm older now. I don't like little kids. They bother me. You know why they bother you? Because you're no good at it. Excuse me. But you can be good at it. Yeah, but my nerves and my this and my that. You're an excuse maker from where I come from. You wouldn't start on my ball team. You hear me today? Come on, guys. Come on. No slack here. Be approachable. Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, the living God. He's changed us. We have the power to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can be a blessing to our kids and to our grandkids. Are y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? Yeah, but you don't know my grandkids. Well, you don't know my kids. I'm sorry, guys. I used to have a head full of hair. Did you see it on the screen? Fatherhood. Here we go. No. So Jesus was what? Approachable. Love is what? That's why I'm saying this is for dads today, but it's for all of us. Many of us wonder why we don't have friends, why we're alone. Why? Well, it could be us. You know? And I'm really the only one I can work on anyway. Love's approachable. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. Love is not puffed up. Love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Love doesn't seek her own. Love's not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. You know what I'm saying? If you're all that and you feel that, that's going to be very inviting. So did we get point number one down? Yes or no? Straight A dad? Do your wife and your children see you as what? What's the first day? Say it with me. One more time. Approachable. Can they enter your what? Can they enter your space? Or are you going to jump down their throat? Told you not coming here. Meeting. I'd be like, hope you choke. Terrible I am. Can they come to you? Anybody could come to Jesus. And I ain't Jesus. So anybody should be able to come to me, right? Because I sure ain't all holier than everybody. See the point? And certainly, who should have the greatest access to us? Our kids. Alex knows. My kids call at Fellowship Church. I don't care if I'm talking to whoever it is. I'll take their call. Kim calls. I'll take her call. Why? Why wouldn't I? They matter more than anything. Do you understand that? Yes or no? Family. Y'all got it? Say. Praise the Lord. This is Father's Day. Can they feel comfortable? Like I said, this is a tough message on some of you. How's your face? You talk about it being approachable. How's your face? Oh, I'm approachable. Yeah, but you look meaner than a snake. Yeah, your face. Guys, I'm talking. We can work on this. And why? It's Father's Day. I'm talking about it, guys, because we just have a little harder time with it than the women do many times. It's just something we just have to work on. We just have to work on this. That's why I love Fellowship Church. That's why we hug. We want you to love on each other. Why are we doing that? Oh, to help you, to love on you, to make you feel comfortable. But we're also trying to do it to teach you. We're teaching you. We're discipling you. People ask me, how do you disciple people? You disciple. The greatest thing I can do is teach you to love. To love. To
people. Reach out and care for people. Well, what if they're not Christians? Especially them. Amen. Say, well, I was raised this way, or I thought this way, or my daddy did this. Well, my daddy wasn't there, and my mama was shot by my stepdad. Does that give me a way out now? I can be mean to everybody for the rest of my life and bitter? No. Because, see, life matters to me. And I get to live life. And why not live the abundant life, life to the full? Amen. Instead of calling a TV preacher and sending some money in, you're going to have to get off your tail and work on this one. Amen. Yes or no? Praise the Lord. Woo, y'all are quiet today. Y'all bet y'all thought with his back hurting, he's going to be so nice. Amen. How are your words, your conversation? For me to be a straight-A dad, I must be what? There you go. I think you got it. How many say I got that this morning, Pastor? You beat it into me pretty dang good. I'm not coming back. Well, if you don't come back, at least you heard some truth today. Amen. Straight A dad. I want you back, though. I want you back. I want to keep working with you. Dad, what's the next one? I bet y'all knew some of these. Affectionate. Say that with me. One more time. Did we spell that right, Mrs. King? Okay, good. I'm always worried. I don't have my Webster's Dictionary with me. Affectionate. If it's got like more than five letters, I'm worried. Here we go. Affectionate. 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 Are y'all hearing me today? For me to be a straight A dad, I must be what? Okay, so I'm approachable. Great! Affectionate. Let's talk about it. Husbands do what? Love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Affectionate. Jesus made contact with people. He wasn't just approachable and said, okay, you're here now. You see me. Look. Hi. No. He stepped towards them. They wanted to put their hands on him. He wanted to put his hands on them. See how that works? Say, affectionate. Well, I wasn't raised that way. So many men aren't affectionate. Say that with me. So many men aren't affectionate. We're not affectionate. Well, we're wrong. Are y'all listening to me? We need to be affectionate. You kidding me? Ain't a kid yet or a woman yet that wouldn't appreciate an affectionate man. Okay? Just the way it is. This is a win-win-win-win-win-win right here. Affectionate. Look at this. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will that you be thou clean. Now, wait a minute. What did the fella have? Leprosy. But you won't reach out and touch a kid? Is your kid covered from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet with nasty, scaly mess and pus running all over his body and his eyeballs looking like they're going to pop out his head? Skin falling off his bones? Well, no. Well, Jesus touched those kind of people, and you won't hold your kid. You won't touch your kid. Are y'all listening or not? He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And he ministered unto them. Sick. It did. Jesus was there for folk. He was affectionate towards them. Do you feel it or not? You feel it? Affectionate. Affectionate, Dad. This ain't that hard. D-A-D. 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 Approach up all. Affectionate. That's why I didn't make it too complicated. Then touch T, their eyes. He was touching their eyes. And you might say, well, I'm not Jesus. I can't touch my kids' eyes and heal them. No, but you can heal them by touching their face. You can heal their boo-boos away by kissing them. Can't you? You have such healing power inside of you, it's incredible. And I'm not talking about the spooky. Why we got to go spooky? Why can't we just do right and love on people and watch that change people? Say, amen? Affectionate.
He took him aside from the multitude. And look at this. He put his fingers in his ears. This is another fellow he touched. And he spit and he touched his tongue. Hey, look, if Jesus can take his fingers and put them in people's ears he's never met, and then take spit and rub their tongue, I'd say you got time to hold your young'uns. Yes or no? You listening? Yeah. Now you take care of it. I won't hear about it. I'm busy. Affectionate. And guys, don't think I've arrived. I ain't arrived. There have been so many times that my kids have come to me and I've been just the way I don't want to be. And Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ye thus far." And he touched his ear and he healed him. I could go on forever. How about this one right here? You talk about affectionate. Jesus what? One more time. Jesus what? Wept. I'm all about having strong kids. I want strong kids. This is a rough world out here. It's a tough place to live. Okay? And especially girls. I want them to be tough. I want them to be strong. I want if somebody touches Elise Clark will knock their face off. She will poke their eyeballs out. She will scratch it. She will scream. And she will do whatever she's going to do. She'll kick them right in the groin. I don't give a rip. That's my daughter. You hear me? I want to be tough. I'll raise Abby and Danny the same way. And the grandparents are here and I'm sorry. That's the way they're going to be raised. It's going to be tough. Why? Because I just want them to. I want them to be able to survive. So you got to be tough at times. But wait a minute. You still got to show affection, Dad. Right? Amen. Say. And like say little boo boos. Every time they get a little boo boo, I ain't gonna go. Let me kiss your little boo boo. A lot of times, I'm gonna say, "Hey, you're fine." I said that to Danny the other day. She had a little 3-year-old. She had something wrong with her, and because I know she's tough. And I just got to call on that toughness inside of her and bring it out of her. You know what I'm saying? And she had some kind of little something, and I was like, "Oh, you're fine. Come on, let's go." It didn't mean I wasn't being affectionate to her. And you know what? Just that quick, she's like, "Okay." Because babies will be babies and people will whine. So don't get that confused here. Are y'all listening to me or not? You still need to be strong. I'm not trying to turn you dads into mothers. Okay? We're two different people. But we need to be affectionate. Jesus showed what? Affection. And we need to do that. So, do your wife and children see your touch and your affection? Can they see it? And guys, you might be feeling like crap right now. I know my language is not good today. But guess what? Today is a day that you can do better. Say that with me. Today is a day that I can do. One more time. Today is a day that I can do better. If you just think about all your failures, if you just think about all the way you've done it wrong, hey, there's nothing wrong with owning that, admitting that, going to, apologizing, confessing it, really feeling that sorry, that sorrow and making it right. That's all good. But don't keep beating yourself up or you'll never get to where you can be. Yes or no? You okay with me so far? I'm going to wore you out. Come on. Can you easily... Now, wait a minute. The last one was, can they enter your space? Affectionate is this. Can you easily enter their space? See, there's a difference between just being approachable and affectionate. Approachable is they can enter your space. Affectionate is you can enter their space. Did you get that or not today? Can I enter my kid's space? Can I enter my wife's space? Guys, we need this as a church. We need to work more and more and more and more in this with each other. And as new people come, that we enter their space. But not crazy. You need to understand. I mean, people think you're weird. They think you're nuts because sometimes we are. But as you're affectionate, you'll learn how to be approachable. You'll learn how far is far enough. Amen. Yes or no? was on the beach. I was walking the beach, part of my therapy on, Friday, Kim? Friday. I'm walking Friday. Yeah, on the beach. I got my bathing suit on. Got my back brace. Yeah, hey, look at me. I'm walking the beach. Hi. And it was your wife, brother. Did she tell you? She tell you she saw me? She's one of the secretaries and people at the high school. How long has your wife been working there? 10 years. Okay. So the principal took him out to eat. School's over. They had a nice time. They went to the beach. So I'm walking down the beach with Kim, and there she is. There's Miss Maureen and others from the high school. I know them, but I don't know them really like I know her. And she just hollered at me. And she came over to me. She had her bathing suit on. And she walked up to me and she said, I don't want to hurt your back. I said, are you kidding me? And I hugged her. And she hugged me. And I thought, I'm the only preacher in Englewood that walks the beach bathing suit on, hugging women in their bathing suits. And I thought, you know what? Good for me. Good for me. Because I was taught you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't even go to the beach. You'll be sinning. You don't have to sin. How about if you go down there and you just meet people and you have a good time? How about that? Say, come on. We make excuses. I love that. I just love that time that she hugged on me. Because she knew she could. And I could hug on her, brother. Because I knew I could. Are y'all listening? I know I'm driving you crazy. Really talking about dads, though, today. Do you feel comfortable with your affection? Do you feel comfortable with your own affection? For me to be a straight-A dad, I must be what? And we're almost done with the message because you're yawning on me. Here we go. A straight-A dad. Here we go. D-A-D. Here's the last one. Available. How y'all doing? Have I shot you between the eyes? Approachable, affectionate, and available. Three words we don't want to hear. But you're hearing them. Available. For me to be a straight-A dad, I must be available for, okay? Night or day. Look at this. There's Nicodemus. Came to Jesus by what? Night. Keep looking. Night or day, you need to be available for your kids. Right or wrong, he must needs go through what? Samaria and meet that woman who had been married 5 times, living with the 6th, who they said, you can't talk to her. You can't do that. You can't do that. He says, no, that's bull. Right or wrong, I'm going to her. Be that way with your kids. Right or wrong. Right. Say that with me. Right or... One more time. Right or wrong. I meet so many older people in Englewood who have written their children off. Guys, I know there's pain out there. I know it hurts out there. I know they've disappointed you. They've stole from you. Kids that grow up now, 45 years old, come and so you try to help them. They steal from you for drugs, and it's awful. I counsel a lot of people. It's crazy out there. Right or wrong. Do everything you can, right or wrong, to be available for your kids. I've got a feeling God's got to bless that. I've got a feeling that's the way I want to be. Amen. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Why are you talking with her? Life or death? Life or death? Be available. Life or death for your family, for your wife, for your young'uns. Life or death? There was a certain man was sick. His name was Lazarus, the Bethany town of Mary and sister of Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment, wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now watch it. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, Lazarus, he's sick. Come. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Did he go? Was he available? Well, he was doing stuff. He was a long way away. Then after that said he to his disciples, we go into Judea again. We got to go back there again. His disciples said, we can't do that. The Jews are going to kill you. They're going to stone you. And you're going to go there again? You know what Jesus said? Right or wrong, boys, load up. We're going. Do you feel that way about your kids? About your wife? Dad, available, available, available. Love is spelled what? Say it with me. Love is spelled what? One more time. Love is spelled what? Guys, I'm a man. I'm just like you. I think you know me well enough to know that, you know, I got probably a little rough side to me, too. I get a little edgy, too. Sure I do. Kim's been driving me around for 10 days. You know how hard that was? Edgy. Hey, but I'm going to say something. I said to the first audience, don't you think, oh, Kim is so quiet and so nice and she's so sweet and, boy, she just needs to talk more. And you know he's so tough and rough. And would you, hey, listen, that's a mean woman right there. Just want you to know that right now. She's told me in words I can't even say to you on stage, if I don't do the right thing with this back, she's going to whip mine. You can just fill in any blank you want. That lady was, I'm telling you. What I'm saying is this, guys. I'm a lot like you in this available thing, and I got my stuff, and I'm in the shed, and I'm doing my work, and I got my stuff, and I got my job, and I, and my things I like. Make time for your kids. Be available. Doesn't matter. Drop it. Say drop it. One more time. Drop it. Drop it. Yeah, but I'm working on this. How about this? Say these words. Drop it. One more time. Drop it. Just drop it. How many ever did that when you got done being available, you came back and it was still there? Whatever you were doing was still there and you could do it later. Can I see some hands? There you go. Sure. Come on. Do your wife and children see you as what? Are we almost done, Raj? Available. Say this with me. Say it with me. Night or day? Life or death? Right or wrong? Can we do it one more time, Raj? Night or day? Life or death? Right or wrong? I want to be a straight-A dad. For me to be a straight-A dad, I've got to be available. A lot of people said, Gary, you're crazy for getting married to somebody who has little kids. That's what a lot of my friends told me. Didn't they, Kim? Kim even told me that. You're crazy. I know these kids. You know, the point is, I can do this. I can be a straight-A dad. I can do this. You can do this. Y'all hearing me today? I can do this. So I'm doing it. Again. And it's going to be a good thing. Amen. Come on. I must be available. Raj, I'm done. For me to be a straight-A dad, I must be what? Affectionate. For me to be a straight-A dad, I must be what? Approachable. Jesus was. We should be too. How are we doing, Raj? Are we done? A straight-A dad. Can you praise the Lord for the word this morning? Come on. Wasn't that bad? We survived. A straight-A dad. Oh, and one last time, real loud. Happy. And that's my gift to you. My gift to you is this message.